This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. With almost 9,000 people confirmed to have Ebola in the West African nations of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, and more than 5,000 people having died in the epidemic, schools in those countries are shut down. But a Waltham-based nonprofit called Education Development Center, or EDC, is working with USAID and is using radio to replace some of the classrooms in Liberia.
Listen carefully, Nyan, and say the numbers in the blanks. 16, blank, 20, blank, 24.
18 and 22. We have skipped counting by twos from 16.
Joining us now is EDC's Lisa Hartenberger-Toby, who has spent much of the past 3 years doing development work in Liberia. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
So first, can you tell us about what's happening with the schools in Liberia because of Ebola?
Schools were scheduled to open in September, and because the Ebola was getting worse and worse, the government made the decision to close all schools. That includes all public schools, private schools, university. All education has been stopped. The program that I was working on in Liberia is a program for out-of-school youth. And we had nearly 12,000 out-of-school youth who were enrolled in night classes. And this was a regular classroom, but we had 200 radio programs that we'd created for use in the classroom. And when this happened, we decided to go ahead and put them on the air.
These were recorded lessons at first and then expanded to the radio. Is that right?
Yeah, so we used to use them on a radio, on an MP3 player in class. And what we've done now is made some minor adjustments to them, and now they're being broadcast on 10 different community radio stations around the country. People who are already enrolled in the night classes, they have their workbooks at home. Now all they need is to get a study buddy to help them. But of course, all of these activities are really appropriate for very young learners as well. So we're getting a lot of calls from parents saying, oh, this is helping my kids. So we're working with the Ministry of Education to do sort of a second set of programs that would be for primary school students directed towards the early grades with similar content.
So how many people does that reach, do you think?
That's an excellent question.
Right. We like to know that in radio.
We don't have an Arbitron, unfortunately, in Liberia, so it's quite difficult to assess listenership. I do know that there are 13 counties in Liberia, and it reaches about half of those counties.
I'm wondering if we could listen a little bit to the lessons, and if you can explain a little bit. We have a cut of a phonics lesson where the instructor is teaching the different sounds of the letter C. Mm-hmm. First, the students hear a story. So let's listen to some of that.
I use my cell phone to call my friend. My friend is in the city. He lives in the center of the city.
What's happening here is that the learners have an opportunity to hear what the sound C sounds like. They can also follow along in their workbook with the passage.
And then we have an instructor who's asking the person you called the study buddy, the facilitator here for the student, to assist.
Facilitator, ask learners to say the words that they heard start with the sound K.
And then the students have to respond, and they'll hear the answer in the radio program.
I heard call, cold, and country.
Good!
Now, I'm wondering, though, how do you assess that a student is actually getting the lesson?
I think we'll find out when school starts again. And our whole purpose of this was to make sure that our students are keeping up their studies even while they're at home during this hiatus. And then when they do come back to school, that they'll be able to take the end of the year exam and be able to pass it. I think it's also really important in this time to give people a sense of normalcy, like their lives are continuing.
Are you concerned that despite your best efforts, that this disease is really going to do an awful lot of damage to the country?
Yeah, I am. And I think a lot of people look at this as a medical crisis, but it's so much more than that. It would be very short-sighted, I think, to only treat the medical side of this. So the fact that there are people getting sick, but the people who aren't getting sick can't go to school, they can't go to their farms. It's going to have an enormous social impact and economic impact on Liberia.
Lisa, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. You're out to West, say, and see.
Lisa Hartenberger Toby is an international development specialist with the Waltham-based nonprofit Education Development Center, or EDC, which is offering lessons in Liberia over the radio. Coat and cup. You're out to west to say the sea. And when the sea is followed by A.